It's a daily process. It's a moment by moment process. It's a process that takes fortitude. It takes consciousness. It takes self-awareness. First, the healing starts with a desire. Then, if you need to seek outside help, like a mentor, a counselor, a project, a service, that helps to heal you. That helps to focus your vision on a higher resolution so that you can see beyond the moment. Because if you get stuck in the moment, you can't heal to the future. You can't heal in the here and now because you're stuck in a past that no longer exists. You're stuck in a condition that's no longer who you are. So you have to decide, who am I? That's part of the healing. Who am I? Where do I want to go? Where do I need to be? What is my why? What is my purpose? Ask yourself, why am I here? Why am I in this situation? Why am I in these circumstances? What's the purpose that I'm supposed to learn from those challenges, from those lessons? How can I respect it and apply it and move forward? That's healing. That's empowering yourself. And that's not covering up the situation, but that's discovering who you are. That's uncovering that layer of pain so that you don't carry that pain into other situations, other circumstances, other surroundings. So that when you're leading in harmony. That means it's sounding in one melody. That is beautiful. That is gracious. That is merciful. That is kind. And that you leave behind a legacy that others can follow. That others want to follow. It's leaving behind greatness and goodness, seeds that implant a life of fullness. Healing can be compared to the breakthrough of a flower. It may be in the dirt, it may be underground, but you water it with some goodness, some kindness, some vision. It will break through the soil and come up beautiful. You got to break through those past ideas, that past mindset, that past way of thinking. You got to break through it. You got the power to break through and go through what you've been called to do. But you got to keep your vision in mind. You got to keep your vision in the forefront. Because that's where healing is. Healing is in the vision. Healing is in taking one step at a time. Healing is in self-awareness. Healing is in self-reflection. So that you don't gravitate to the pain, but you ignite the power. Ignite the power in order to heal. Ignite the power in order to heal. That's how you lead. That's how you lead in harmony. From a state of vision. From a state of power. That's how you lead in harmony.